as practice.
Metta, love and friendliness, is a very powerful meditation. We recite this, we practice this whenever we sit for our meditation. It is better we practice metta for a few minutes. With that we can come to the state of calmness, calmness of the body, calmness of mind. With that calmness we can understand our breath better. We can practice better. Metta is to be generated and to be extended to all beings in the whole world without any discrimination. As the Buddha said, when practice metta, it is both metta and sati. Etang sating aditheya, the Buddha said. Etang sating, this sati, this mindfulness. Metta blended with mindfulness is to be determined. That living mindfully with metta is called noble living. Today we want to practice more and more concentration, as it is the fourth day of our retreat. The topic for today is concentration. We want to practice, develop more and more concentration. Concentration is very much significant to understand things as they are. The Buddha's instruction is develop concentration so that you can see things as they really are. In order to develop concentration, we have to give attention again and again to our object. The object of our meditation is mindfulness of breath. Breath is the object. Therefore, again and again, focus your full attention on your breath. Relax your body. Calm your body and give your full attention to your body, breath body, to your breath body. Breath is another body, it's a separate body. This body need to be understood clearly as a whole body. The Buddha said, observe whole breath body, sabba kaya pati sangvedi. That is what we practiced yesterday. Sabba kaya, whole body, all body. Sabba kaya pati, when it touches, sangvedi, be sensitive. Be sensitive when the breath body is contact. with this body. Breath is to be understood properly as a process, a constant flask, constant flask of changing. If we can understand that change in nature, we do not cling to anything. We do not want to cling to anything. We then can understand change in nature as impermanent, then whatever is impermanent, it is unsatisfactory. Whatever is impermanent and unsatisfactory, it is in the nature of soullessness, without a self. These three marks are to be understood. That is what is called vipassana. Vipassana. You see vividly, categorically, specially, specifically you see things. That is vipassana. You see yan kinchis samude dhamma sabbantam nirodha dhamma. Whatever is in the nature of arising, it is in the nature of perishing, passing. That is the purpose of practicing vipassana. So today, the whole day, we want to understand concentration. In order to come to concentration, we have to calm down, we have to let the mind to calm, let the breath body to calm. During these days, we observe our breath. We try to understand different steps. The first day we understood that it is simply going in and out. Then we understood long breath in, long breath out. Then short breath in, short breath out. Then whole breath body. Yesterday, throughout the day, we observe whole breath body as it is. Now, today, whole day, I expect you all to practice, understand, calm in the breath body. Calm in breath body means you to calm down your body, relax your body, and try to understand the breath is calming, not agitating. There's nothing to be agitated, nothing to be worried, nothing to be haste. Nothing to excite. Just calm. Calm your body. Relax your body. All the time try to calm down yourself. And understand, at the same time you can understand the calm in the breath. That is what we expect. Breath is to be calmed. Let it happen. Let it happen. Means you do not want to do it intentionally, not doing, but it so happen, because when there raw conditions, it is quite conducive to come to that state of calmness, tranquility, serenity, concentration. Let the mind to concentrate. Let the mind to calm. Let the breath to calm. Calm your body. Calm your mind. Calm your breath. This is what we expect today. Calm everything, calm in. Experience tranquility. Try to experience calmness of your breath, calmness of your mind. That is serenity. That is calmness. That is concentration. Observe your breath and let it calm. Let it calm down. Observe your breath. Observe your breath and calm your breath. Let it happen. Let the mind to come to the state of calmness, tranquility, concentration, samadhi. Samadhi. If you have samadhi, you can see things as they are. The Buddha said, Samahito bhikkhu yatha bhutam pajanati. You can see things as they are. Now practice. Continue your practice. I'm going to bless upon you for the success of your meditation. I wish you all success of your meditation. May all your efforts be successful. Bhavatu sabbe mangalam. Bhavatu sabbe mangalam. Bhavatu sabbe mangalam. Continue your practice.